You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney woman Cynthia Hune was still in primary school when she first experienced violence. What started out as discipline, she says, ended up as an excuse for being hit.
The abuse, the controlling nature, the fear, it started getting worse going into my high school years. At the time, I thought it was just part of normal life. I kept it to myself for the most part. It makes you feel as small and as insignificant as a human being could ever.
By the age of 15, she had enrolled in her fourth high school and had been in and out of three women's refuges. It was not until she was 20 that she was able to escape for good. She's not alone. New data from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare shows, on average, 1 in 6 women and 1 in 9 men experienced physical or sexual abuse before the age of 15. The Institute's Family, Domestic and Sexual Violence in Australia 2019 report gathered information from multiple different sets of data, including population surveys and police statistics. Its spokeswoman, Louise York, says the findings are confronting.
The 1 in 6 women and the 1 in 9 men is effectively 2.5 million Australians who experienced child abuse before the age of 15 in the form of physical or sexual abuse. The perpetrators were usually family members or other people known to the children.
The report also found 2.2 million adults have been victims of physical and or sexual violence by a partner since the age of 15. Ms. York says the effects of childhood abuse can be lifelong.
We know from a lot of different research that it can be very long-lasting, affecting children, health, well-being and education, and also that children who are exposed to such violence are more likely to experience violence when they're adults.
The new data also shows about 2.5% of women with a disability had experienced partner violence in the previous 12 months, compared with just over 1.3% of women without a disability. Additionally, Indigenous people were 32 times more likely to be hospitalised for family violence than non-Indigenous people in 2016 to 2017. Ms. York says it's unclear how these statistics have changed over time.
The rates of violence self-reported by community members are staying stable over time. But in contrast, more people seem to be seeking assistance. So it's either that the true prevalence of the violence is increasing or that people are becoming more aware of it and more willing to report.
The National Research Organisation for Women's Safety says there's an unacceptable level of domestic, family and sexual violence in Australia and that stigma and violent attitudes must change. Cynthia Hune says the abuse she experienced remains with her, but she's encouraging others who've also been affected to raise their voices.
We all do the best that we can in the circumstances that are put in front of us. And there is absolutely no shame at all in reaching out to a friend. I know that there's a lot of stigma around it, but there is help out there.
For SBS News, Dubravka Voloda.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.